Jerry Wood has been the independent member for Nelson for 19 years. First elected to Parliament in 2001, Jerry has seen a lot over the years and has been involved in some of the NT's biggest political moments. He's made the decision to retire and will not be contesting the upcoming election in August. This week's parliamentary sit-ins is his last, and in his farewell speech on Tuesday evening, well, it ended with the unusual sight of a standing ovation in Parliament.
Thanks, Chook. He and I aren't going anywhere. The NT is our home. Goodbye. God bless, and all the best for those running in the next election. Thank you.
Member for Nelson, on behalf of the 13th Assembly, I think it is very important to acknowledge that, again, whilst the views and aspirations of this chamber may be very different, on behalf of the 13th Assembly, we congratulate you for being the longest-serving member of the 13th Assembly and many before, and thank you for your contribution to many parliamentary debates. And on that hand, it is slightly unparliamentary and it is my first day, but I would ask honourable members to join me in rising and offering a round of applause for the member for Nelson.
A standing ovation for Jerry Wood. I went to Parliament House yesterday to catch up with Jerry. I'll bring you that chat next.
I'm Eddie Artoy. I was born in Pine Creek and I was born here on the 19th of September 1937, and I worked and lived here all my life, and you're listening to the Country Hour.
Well, here I am in the halls of Parliament House, Darwin, and I'm here with Jerry Wood, the independent member for Nelson. And he's been the independent member for Nelson for 19 years now. But this week, the sit-ins this week, his last one here at Parliament. How are you feeling about that, Jerry Wood?
Well, I was sad when I first announced it, but I think I've come to the conclusion that it's time. And so I'm happy to go. Obviously sad, but I think it's time to move on. I've got plenty of other things to do in life now.
Remind us, how did you get into the gig of politics?
Really accidental to some extent. I never ever thought I'd be in Parliament. I came up here to grow vegetables at Daly River. I came to the mission in 1970 and I'd come from Melbourne. I did studied horticultural science at Burnley, and I was probably a utopistic sort of young fellow who wanted to help Aboriginal people. So I came there and all of a sudden I realised that I never got taught how to grow bananas and pawpaws in Melbourne. So I had to relearn when I came here. But it was a wonderful time. But going from there, when I'd left Daly, I moved to Bathurst Island, and they were just starting up what they called the Nuyu Shire Council. It was the first Aboriginal council, as far as I know, in Australia at that time. And so I got into parks and gardens there, helped plant a lot of trees, started a nursery. It got me an interest then in local government, because what happened is the local government town clerk left and I took over his job for a while. So I got a little bit of an interest in local government, which, you know, is politics to some extent. Mm. I came back to Daly River for a little while. And then when my children were growing up, the problem that people have when they live out bush, you've got to either say, do I send my kids to boarding school or do I move? So we decided to move to Howard Springs. I kept doing things like growing capsicums. I worked in the local hardware. I then was doing slashing, mowing, spraying people's blocks. And then along came the local government into Lichfield. And the second election, I thought, well, I'll just put my hand up. I like local government. So I put my hand up, and lo and behold, I got elected. So I was on the council for 13 years. And I thought to myself, well, there's some bigger issues that I'd like to look at about the rural area in general, not just about my little patch. And so I thought I'd put my hand up, and I suppose one of the advantages I had of working roughly 16 years in the hardware, slashing and doing fire breaks around the place, selling vegetables, being on the council, it gave me some sort of...
People knew who you were.
They did, a profile, the professionals would call it. So I suppose I had some advantage, and I got elected, and that's how it all started, yes.
Can you remember what the big issue was in Darwin's rural area in 2001?
It was, and it still to some extent is. attempts to have smaller blocks. In that time, we did have some... Just before I got in, there was a... I think they call it the Howard Springs Ratepayers Association, and that kicked up a stink about smaller blocks in Howard River Park, which was a new subdivision where they'd put reticulated water into. There had been smaller blocks in Whitewood Park, so it wasn't though as if there couldn't be smaller blocks, but people were preferring just subdivisions to be 2 hectares and not smaller. So there was a lot of issues around that at the time, but... I think there were other issues just in general about how the rural area was looked at. Of course, the council was new. We had a lot of issues about new roads and what services we should provide. There was issues about landfill. So we had landfill sites that were going to get condemned because they didn't come up to the standard.
Hey, take us back to 2009, if you can, Jerry Wood. You find yourself in the role of kingmaker. Can you remind us about the decision you made and how you went about it?
Well, to say it wasn't stressful would be telling you a big fib. It was very stressful times. So what had happened, just so people get an understanding, Paul Henderson won the election. He called an election after only just over 3 years, which normally we had 4 years. He'd taken over from Claire Martin, and what had happened, he only had a one-seat majority when that election was finished. And obviously he had some problems with some of these members. First of all, Marion Scudamore pulled the pin, came over to join the independents, which I was. And then Alison Anderson decided she was going to pull the pin. Well, that meant the government was in a minority government. Marion Scudamore went back to the Labor, but it didn't save them from the point of view that if Alison decided not to vote with the Labor, well, then they had a big problem. So I realised that, look, they were going to ask me, you know, every time there was a bill, they were going to say to me, well, what do you think of the bill? And I thought, well, this is going to be a bit difficult. The government needs certainty.
I mean, and you're staring down the balance of power, something that I would have thought every independent craves.
Well, that may be some people's view. My view was that my responsibility was for the good governance of the Northern Territory. So I had to look at it not so much from me, from my point of view. I mean, I could have asked to be a minister and said, look, you know, I want to be Minister for Agriculture and Sport. I think that would have been wonderful. But it wasn't about that. It was about looking at the situation and saying, what is the most responsible thing that I should do as a member of this Legislative Assembly? So the government was elected as a Labor government. Alison Anderson was elected as a Labor member. They'd only been in for just on 12 months. There were some other issues. One was that there was the possibility of INPEX coming to Darwin. So someone said to me, the Japanese do not like unstable government. So there was an issue of stability. And so I looked at it and I thought, and I discussed it with some friends of mine, and I did spend some time down at Berry Springs with the phone thrown out the door and a friend of mine down there. We just took the phone away and we just sat down and thought about where we should go. We had discussions with both Terry Mills and Paul Henderson, and Paul Henderson did when sitting with him, he sort of said, well, what about an agreement? And we worked through the possibility of an agreement. And from there, basically, that's where I stood on it. Now, I know it wasn't popular with some people, and I know I lost some votes at that election. My vote dropped by about 8%. And I know that the CLP hammered me about if you vote Wood, you vote Labor. But they didn't see the picture. They were interested in getting themselves into power.
Looking back, do you feel you could have used your bargaining chip to get more things for the rural area?
Well, we did to some extent. You know, we got an extension of the bicycle path. Well, some of them weren't just... See, they weren't for me. They were the broader issues. We got the container deposit legislation. I've been working for 20 years to get that in. I was on committees where big drink companies absolutely refused to have anything to do with it. We got that through. We got the Council of Territory Cooperation. There's been no other committee in Parliament that's ever been as good as that committee. Because
so no regrets there. You don't sit back and go, gee, I should have asked for that for the rural area.
Yeah, look, but I also know my place. I mean, I wasn't there. This is, for me, it's not about power. The things that we got some money for Fred's Pass, and which the CLP, as soon as they got in, took away. There was $2 million in the budget for Fred's Pass. They immediately pulled it. That money went to the Anzac Day Youth Centre. So that was money. $1 million was for the start the pool off, and $1 million was just for that area. They took away my research officer that had been working with. They said, no, you're not allowed to have her. So you ended up getting revenge for what you did. But they didn't understand it. They weren't intending to understand it. It was a matter of principle. It was a matter of preserving good governance for the Northern Territory. That's what I have an oath for. So it was difficult. It was stressful. But sometimes you've got to go through that. And I think that I made the right decision. Yeah, I didn't get everything I wanted. I didn't get the pool. But if you read my Hansard from yesterday, you'll see the note in the NT's news that it was the Litchfield Council and the Fred's Pass Management Board said, we don't want the pool. So they said no to the pool.
If you're tuning in, this is the Country Hour, and we're speaking to Gerry Wood, the independent member for Nelson. He's been in NT politics for 19 years and is retiring his last week working in Parliament House. And by golly, it's actually a nice office you've got here, Gerry.
Yes, it's a very pleasant office. I mean, they put a lot of chooks up here. Well, if you've seen my office out in Howard Springs, I never want it to look like a dentist office or a dentist facility. It's meant to be a happy place, and people come into my office, I expect them to relax. And, you know, I don't regard myself as a king of the kids. I just regard myself as just an ordinary fella.
And there are a lot of chooks here. Tell me about the role this chook's played in your political life.
Well, that's a hatch chook, which you might have heard of Jo Van Oss. She now writes children's books, and she's worked out bush for a long time. So once upon a time, when I was the president of the council, I was criticising the government for looking at putting, I think it was methanol, a facility in the middle of the harbour. Methanol doesn't have to go near any harbour. It can be further back from the harbour. I upset the chief minister, and the chief minister made a statement in Parliament saying that Gerry Woody's only just a failed and ill-informed chook farmer. So the chicken is a hatch chicken, and it comes, as it does on all my media releases, with the Latin motto, Sessi foro gallinarum sed surgo. Now, you might ask where I got that from. Well, I had an old Latin teacher, because I went to school in Melbourne, and I sent a letter off to him and asked him, could you translate this into Latin for me? And it came back, Sessi foro gallinarum sed surgo.
Which means?
I once was a failed chicken farmer, but have risen. So I've kept that the whole time. I have a tie with it embroidered on it. But it's brought a bit of fun. I mean, one thing, having that chicken, life's not so serious. I mean, I've got that chicken on racing cars. I've got a chicken on army tanks. I've got chickens at the rodeo. You know, I've been able to use it for fun as well as sort of promote, I suppose, myself, because you've got to promote yourself if you want to get elected. But it's been something that's, you might say, soft, in the sense that I'm not pushing a hard Gerry Wood. I'm pushing something that I believe is what I should do. Just be a try and be a nice bloke when I can, not worry about all the politics that we see today.
I listened to your farewell speech, and you mentioned that you hope the next member for Nelson is another independent. What benefits do you see of being an independent, especially one that doesn't have the balance of power?
Well, I would get asked that question a bit, and sometimes people say, well, if you're in a party, the party will get things done for you. You've got to remember, when you're in a party, you have to do what the party tells you. So one advantage of being independent, you can do what you want. That doesn't mean I do what I want. I also listen to people, because one of the mottos I've always gone along with is you have to lead and listen. There are times when you've got to, you know, say, no, I'm sorry, this is what I believe is the correct way to go. That might, some people might say, oh, I don't agree with you on that. But you'd be amazed how many people come to me and say, Gerry, I don't always agree with what you say, but I'll support you. So I'll start from the bottom up. Being a member of in Nelson is about helping people. So that's the first thing I believe you should do. So people come to me with issues about the government. They come to issues about local government. They come just with personal issues. They come to sign papers. They come to have a chat. I see them now at the football. I see them at the soccer. I see them at the cricket. I see them athletics. It's about being part of your community. That's the most important thing, and helping the community. The bigger issues, yeah, they're important. But start on the ground level and keep your feet there. If your feet move away from the community you represent, then I think you're in trouble. So, look, if I look back, you know, we've got bicycle path to Coolinga now. We've got a four-lane road up to Good Shepherd Lutheran School and then on to Inpex. That wasn't existing before. We've got container deposits. Look, I don't really keep track of it. I just look at an issue, if that issue is worth pushing. I try and use Parliament to do local questions, not always local questions. I love asking questions about all of the Territory. I love asking horticultural questions.
Who's the best Territory Ag Minister that you've seen in your time?
That's a good question. Look, most of them have taken it on. Willem was pretty good. I know he ran into trouble. I think Kenny was pretty good. And I'm just trying to go back in time. But I've always found that whoever got that job has, I think, because they know it's a great job to have taken it on pretty well. So, I think we've done well with our ministers of agriculture. And so it's an area that I think that we've got to put more effort into getting off the GST. And I know fracking is the subject that's been discussed at the moment, but it's only part of a total picture. We need to develop agriculture, horticulture. We need to develop more tourism. We need to develop our parks and try and attract more people here to those beautiful parks. We need to develop our culture, Aboriginal culture.
Got so many questions for you, Gerry Wood, but limited time. Who's going to win the next Territory election?
Well... the phone's ringing. I don't know. I think it's a real mix-up now. I think that somehow the Territory Alliance, by changing its mind about fracking, could end up putting the onus back to Labor Party, because they're basically look like they're going to split the Conservative vote. So it could still go back to Labor. It might be a hung parliament. But, it is really... a dog's breakfast, and I wouldn't want to be a betting man on too many of these seats in the Northern Territory.
Thank you for your time on the Country Hour, and all the best to yourself and your lovely wife in retirement.
Okay. Thanks, Matt. Ta.